Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners in Chicago and around the world, Windy City citizens and surrounding suburbanites, tech-savvy millennials and baby-booming Luddites, welcome to yet another very special The Game Show Show and Stop!
Settle down, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Nice to see you. Your ear-splitting applause is giving me a headache. Stop it. Oh, thank you so much. Welcome, welcome. My name is Anderson Laufer. Welcome to the Game Show Show and Stuff. With us, as huge, is the fabulous and fallacious Mr. James Antonio Zoccoli, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Please do not use my government name because I have reasons.
That's all you need to say.
That's right.
In this day and age.
That's right. Well, plus I have a good nickname.
Also, those are not my pronouns anymore, you could say.
That's true. I will.
In this modern day.
I will. I will correct you, though. I might be fabulous, but I don't think I'm fallacious. I do not purport fallacies about me.
Oh, is that what fallacious means?
I thought it meant the other thing.
Like blowjobby? Yeah.
Like fallacious.
Well, either way.
Fallating. Bro. People.
Yeah. That fallating voice you hear over there is the enchanting Jonathan Adelaide Moran, everybody.
Adelaide. Adelaide.
I just die.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, everybody. How's it going? Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
This is why we got dropped,
hey,
y'all.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. How's
juicy,
it going?
Juicy, juicy. Oh.
People love. People love drops.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
How's it going?
It's
nice
Excellent.
To see everyone.
Mm-hmm. Good to be seen. What a day. What a day.
I was just telling Jazz, Johnny, that I took a nap this afternoon.
Yeah.
For an hour and 35 minutes.
Oh, man.
And then my
awesome.
Whole rest of my day is totally fucked.
Yeah.
Like I'm grumpy and tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, is that because you didn't sleep through the night?
That's part of the reason.
Okay.
I got up early to have breakfast with the president of Radio Misfits.
Did you really?
Ed Silla, everybody.
Yeah. Wow. They breakfasted.
Did he take you somewhere fancy?
Pretty fancy. It was downtown in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what they have in fancy neighborhoods for breakfast.
What do they do?
Eggs and bacon. Just in the shitty neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just $5 more a plate.
Yeah.
But it's an item.
Like you get bacon and eggs and hash browns, but then they put like a little garnish of cucumbers on the side.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll take that in my water. Help. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, please.
This shit's going to help after I ate a pound of thick cut bacon.
Not back. Really.
No.
Yeah, I can empathize, Anderson. That happened to me on Friday. I took a nap ill-advisedly before taking a shower to go visit my lovely lady. And in doing so, I just, like, ruined the whole weekend. Like,
wow.
I fell asleep, and then I woke up, and it felt like it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I still had to go and get my laundry from the corner shop. And I put on too many clothes, forgetting that it was nice out, and sweated my way back home. It was just like groggy and grumpy and wow. irritated and fucking just a mess.
I do find that the older I get, when I get in grumpy moods,
mm-hmm.
I'm not just grumpy like, it's too hot outside, mm-hmm. you know? That's how I used to be.
Yeah.
But now when I get grumpy, I'm like, what is this life?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I get fucking, you have your, like, I turn into an old Greek philosopher.
You have these existential crises.
Yeah. I'm like, what's the point of any of this?
Right.
He's like, Lawferopolis yeah. over here.
I'm going to be dead. We're all dying.
Yeah.
And then what's the point? No one will remember this.
Well, at least we're...
So maybe, I don't know, go back to sleep.
There
maybe
you go.
Try it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I can't fall asleep, I do this thing where I get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go and play Assassin's Creed.
Oh, okay.
Which is a bad thing to do because it gets you stimulated really early
right,
in the morning.
Right,
but
right.
if you can't sleep, what's the fucking point of laying there and just worrying about life?
You got to try yeah. not to worry, I guess.
Yeah.
What I have tried to do is to get up, have a drink of water, maybe look out the window, you know, just or
check
even
for
like,
intruder.
check all the locks.
Hello?
Did something wake me? Is this a sixth
ghosts?
Sense telling me to get up now to prevent a crime?
Ghosts of 6029?
Is
are you
someone
here?
Here?
In my studio apartment. And then I try to, what I'll do is I'll even switch resting areas. So I'll go out of my bed and then go like lie on the couch. And sometimes that helps me to go back to sleep, because they do have different one's more firm than the other, right? So
sure,
that helps me. But yeah, like getting up and fucking changing my immediate circumstances helps me.
Nice. This reminds me actually of something that I meant to talk about last week, because it was inspired by events from the previous week's show. So I'm not a big candy guy, right? I mean, I like candy, and I have mints and Pez and, you know, some chocolates around the house sometimes, but I'm not, like, so sweet-toothed anymore. I used to be a super sweet tooth, but, you know, now I just can, you know, satisfy my cravings with, like, just a little something, you know?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So the other night, it was, like, Sunday night at midnight. This is when I get these cravings, of course, too.
Oh,
that's the other
okay.
reason why I don't keep, you know, big pieces of candy around is
because right.
I'll just get up in the middle of the night and just eat, like, you know, a whole bag of, you know, individually wrapped Reese's peanut
oh,
butter
yeah.
minis, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
or
right.
something like that. You just
mm-hmm.
eat them all.
Yep.
But anyway, so I got up in the middle of the night with a hankering for chocolate, but I didn't want to chew a piece of chocolate candy either, right? Like, I didn't want a mint. I didn't want a fruity thing. I definitely wanted chocolate. But I was like, if I chew this candy now, I'm going to have to go brush my teeth again, or I'm going to go to bed with a mouthful of, like, you know, unresolved sugar particles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And then feel gross. And
right, 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 right. And so I was just like, oh, there's no solution. What do I do? And then the light bulb went on and it was pudding. All that pudding that came from putting on airs a couple weeks ago was still in the fridge. And I hadn't eaten any of it. And I hadn't even thought about it until that moment. But then I was able to really understand and appreciate the reason for pudding. I had never really been a pudding person. And now I understand pudding is there so that you can just, like, take a spoonful and just, like, drop it. Down your gullet.
Throat.
You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Like a garbage can
yeah.
mouth.
You don't have to chew it. You just kind of, yeah, exactly. I'm like a, A pelican.
I wonder if you could put a pelican's gullet full of pudding.
Absolutely.
Pudding would go in there.
It's the miracle of pudding, you
so
guys.
All those people that weigh 700 pounds and can't get out of their bed, it's just the perfect snack for them.
That's right.
Because it takes zero effort.
That's right.
You should start getting it in cans so you can just pop the tap and just
Absolutely.
Pour it right down.
Yeah, the big cans.
Jazz and I used to compete in this thing called the Steve Prefontaine
That's
Invitational.
Right. Yeah, we did.
Do you know Steve Prefontaine?
Yeah.
So we had, in honor of Steve Prefontaine, we had a beer chugging contest.
Right, because we can't run like Steve Prefontaine, but we could probably chug beer like him.
And there was brackets and rounds.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the deeper you got in the championship, the harder it was. You know, just like real, just like any
sport. Like, yeah. Well, and also the drunker we were, so it was harder to actually compete.
Wow.
I will say one time I won.
Yeah,
Steve
you did.
Prefontaine Invitational. I think I drank a beer in 13 seconds, if I remember.
Wow.
You know why? Because I can unhinge my jaw like a bee python or whatever. Oh.
That's yucky.
I would call that a dubious honor.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I could drink a beer, and then you could slide a little Indonesian man right there. And I wouldn't even be able to tell.
Just like the news.
All you need is a Jabba the Hutt voice.
I'm not solo.
Nice. I love it.
Well, you want to do some Chaka Khan?
Of course I do, Anderson, because all week long I'm just sitting here waiting for you guys to come and tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
So actually, I can start this week. He's singing along still. So we all know the rules. No bitching, no moaning, no whining, no complaining, avoiding all of the horrible news that is in our real life and the threat of nuclear disaster that looms over us all. But anyway, so none of that stuff on Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan!
So today, I'll tell you guys about, this is kind of like a fun, this is, I'm referring to this as Geek Week because, not only am I going to C2E2 with my girl and her 10-year-old daughter, who's a huge Spider-Man and Star Wars fan, just like I was at 10 years old, which is going to make the whole experience that much more enjoyable. But then I got a couple of auditions this week for some Cartoon Network series that are in development. And, you know, look, I mean, You never get this shit, but it's a fun opportunity.
You might.
And I've been, it's two of them and there's a lot of characters and I've gotten until Friday to submit it. So I've been like immersing myself in cartoons and, you know, just sort of getting into it, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, now you have had the luxury of time.
Yeah.
In the past, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
To be able to devote towards your craft. And that makes the
difference. 2 months.
Yeah. It's been longer than that, actually. Yeah.
6 months.
Right? Yeah. Almost. Okay. No, it's coming up on 5 months since the accident.
Oh, my God. Wow. When you go back to work, you're going to be like,
useless.
Fuck this.
Like, you're going to be like, what is life?
I get up from a nap. We're all dying anyway. That's you right. Children are all dying.
That's right.
Kids will be fighting. You'll be like, what's the point?
Take it from the great Zakalophiles. That life is meaningless.
Zakalophiles Minor.
And work is exercise.
You know what
futility.
You know who you're arguing with right now? Worm food.
And the kids will all love
it. All of you kids are worm food.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, all this cartoon
awesome.
Stuff.
I hope you get it.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Something. Just something. It would definitely be something good. And it actually inspired a game that we'll be playing later on in the show.
Awesome.
A variation on theme from one of Johnny Moe's recent contributions to the show. So.
Awesome. Fantastic.
So who's next?
I like inspiring new things.
I'll Indeed. Go next.
Go.
In the spirit of being proactive, I went to see Norm MacDonald this week.
Hey! Cool. Your hero!
My hero.
That's awesome. How was it?
It was exactly what I imagined.
Did it stack up or was it a disappointment?
See, you know what? I never saw him live before. So whenever you see him on talk shows,
right?
There's only a certain amount of time that Norm can sit there.
Right.
Yes.
So
right.
He has a plan.
Yeah.
And when he has a Netflix special, for example,
uh-huh.
It's only an hour long, so sure, he has to get in his best stuff, and they edit it.
Yeah.
But on stage, there's no editing.
So it's just like half the time is just him just thinking about what he's going to say next.
Saying like, yeah, man. You know, doing like a lot of...
His vocal fry?
Yeah, a lot of like under his breath stuff. But it always leads to a joke, which is incredible. Like, he's a genius at that stuff.
Yeah, he is.
So he started off the show... His buddy opened for him, named Stevie Ray Fromstein.
Okay.
And then he introduced Norm, and Norm comes out. And then Norm is like, I can't use this microphone because Stevie Ray Fromstein used it, so I need a different microphone. And then he keeps looking around, and he's like, can anyone bring me another microphone?
Uh-huh.
And then nobody does. And this takes like 90 seconds, 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And then he's like... Well, fuck it. I'll just go get another microphone. So he takes the microphone off stage and he comes back with a different microphone and a different stand. And the other stand is still out there.
Uh-huh.
And he tries to turn it on and it won't turn on. And then he's like, and he's like screaming, will someone bring me a microphone? No one does. So he takes that microphone off and goes and grabs a different microphone. This takes like 12 minutes.
What?
Of him just trying to figure out what microphone to get.
That sounds hysterical.
Yeah.
It was not funny, but it was like, everybody was like, what the fuck is going on? And nobody knew if it was a joke or he was just so comfortable doing stand-up that he was like, you'll just fucking wait until I'm ready to go.
Wow, and that's got to be a great place to be.
pretty much.
Wow.
And then he just, we were probably 30 rows back at the Vic.
Right.
And
great venue.
It is a pretty good venue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, just that close to the stage, you... couldn't hear a lot of the things he was saying because he was talking under his breath so much.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And then some lady...
Through the mic.
Yeah,
like talking. You know how he talks.
Yeah.
And then some lady in the front wasn't laughing, and he was like, why don't you like me? And then he had a personal conversation with this lady for a while.
That's funny. He probably is like... the kind of guy who at this point, he's just like, I'm going to just do whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah. He's done it all.
They're going to love whatever I do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, he made Dirty Work.
Yeah. So. And I love that movie. That movie was hysterical.
It's the best.
He starts, though, his show is like an essay. So he starts with, the first thing he started talking about with was Cosby, who is his hero.
Oh,
and he always talks about how Cosby was his hero growing up.
Wow.
Oh. Disappointing.
But he starts his set by saying, you know, this buddy of mine and I were talking about the Cosby stuff. And he said, you know, the worst part about all of this is that he's such a hypocrite. And then Norm says, I don't think that's the worst part. I think raping is the worst part.
His form would be like, no, it's the rape.
Yeah.
The rape. That's the worst part. It's like, in fact, I made a list of things. It started at rape, and then it was scheming and drugging. And I made a whole list, and maybe hundreds of ways down was being a hypocrite. Right. Being on the list.
Being dishonest.
It's funny because it's true.
It's like nobody was drugged and then woke up being raped by Bill Cosby and then was screaming, hypocrisy! Hypocrisy!
That's so true.
I'm pregnant now.
Anyway,
good recall.
It was a very fun time.
That's cool. A fun experience.
And you went with Nikki?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And we got tickets for $35.
Wow.
Which is way cheaper than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you guys have dinner beforehand or afterwards? Or
we acted like tourists all day in Chicago.
Cool.
We went to the Bean and to the Planetarium and to Navy Pier. And
Wow. Listen to you
guys.
The whole thing. And then we went to dinner and then went over to see Norm.
Nice.
It's a real Chicago-y kind of day.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect day for it.
And now I'm grumpy as fuck. I don't care about any of the good stuff.
What does it matter anyway?
Worm food!
All of those moments are gone. They will never be repeated.
Yeah. You know, memories are just chemicals in your fucking brain now that are trying to kill you.
Oh, it's funny because it's
true. I think
that's
a bit. That's a bit waiting to happen.
I like
waiting
it.
To be written.
I like it. Let's write it. What right, about Johnny. You, Johnny Mo? What's the haps?
Well, you know, I didn't give it a lot of thought, okay. To be honest. But
sure,
now I realize that. So I was telling Jazz earlier. It's like I had this wave of kind of sadness go over me in the late afternoon while I was at work.
Oh, man.
Those feelings of feeling useless, feeling not worthy of being loved or having a job or, you know, no prospects, things like that. These are all thoughts that I just have on a regular basis.
Oh, we all do, Johnny Mo.
Yeah.
We all do, Eeyore. I mean, Johnny.
Oh, thanks. Johnny Adelaide. Thank you.
Yeah, Johnny Adelaide. Go ahead.
But then I realized that I am thankful that I can come to a place like this, like the studio, or just with you guys, and be able to say those things, as opposed to a lot of people who don't have that ability or don't have the courage to speak to it.
Sure.
You know, that's what I've learned, I think, through therapy and over the years, is that being able to speak about it, being able to call it out, mm-hmm. and then being able to throw it against the wall and say, okay, are all those thoughts true?
Right.
Right? Or are they just chemicals in my brain telling me otherwise?
Right.
Trying to kill me!
Right.
And that's what they are. The stupid brain.
Yeah, so I'm thankful for, I guess I'm thankful for you guys.
Amen.
And people like you.
Not let me be the first to say, you're welcome.
And don't expect that shit all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, I am equally thankful for the opportunity to speak my mind to you guys and to our audience. And, you know, look, man, part of speaking your mind about that stuff is realizing that you're not the only person with those kinds of thoughts. And I was saying before, too, like, I think people in our vocation, people have chosen entertainment or art or, you know, any form of expression. You're constantly having to prove yourself, you know, whether it's through auditions or through performances. And then you're having to redefine yourself, you know, what do I want to do now? Like every 6 months, you know, or 3 months or whatever, you're always searching and questioning. And, you know, that's just part of the process of being a human being. But, like you said, not a lot of people have someone to sound it off of. And, you know, even if they do, a lot of those sounding boards are tone deaf. You know what I mean? Like, we're lucky to have a lot of like-minded people around us that we can, you know, empathize with and commiserate with and, you know, sort through all this shit.
Absolutely.
And luckily we have listeners.
Yeah.
Who care about that.
they so care about
us. So if you care about us, send us an email.
That's right.
And stuff at RadioMisfits.com. In fact, if you could send, if you're listening, could you please send Johnny Mo a card expressing what he means to you? That would be great.
That's right.
And stuff, ANDSTUFF at RadioMisfits.com.
Yeah.
We'll go through some emails and we'll share the good ones with Johnny.
That's right.
Not the ones that are like, fuck you, Johnny.
Yeah, right.
Or, we'll
you owe me money.
We'll definitely get emails from internet trolls.
Oh, they're trolling Johnny all the time.
All those white nationalists that are after me.
They're like, fuck you, fag, Johnny Mo.
All those dudes on 4chan.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We do hardly any stories on 4chan.
Yeah, good. Let's not.
What or is 4chains. Or is it 2chains?
4chains.
4chains is entirely too many chains.
Too many chains.
It really is too many goddamn chains. Oh, man. Good times, guys. Well, once again, thank you for indulging me in another round of Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan!
And being here to tell me something good.
Chaka Khan! Woo! Tell me something good.
I'm Horg Man. Horg Gunman.
That was a funny bit, dude. Who are those guys? Who did that?
I forgot the guy's name again.
Oh, man, that was good stuff.
That was hilarious.
Whew. So what are we going to do to be funny, guys?
Let's try doing...
Know.
This is going to be a dark-ass news segment. Let's do the news!
Time now for Anderson Lawfer Presents Something About Things in the News and Stuff.
Your favorite segment and mine, Anderson Lawfer, telling us something about the news and stuff.
Let's get started right away with a story out of Louisiana, Jazz. Breaking news. Fuck old people.
Tell me about it, bro.
A Louisiana man was arrested last week after a 75-year-old woman told sheriff's deputies that he used an expletive in her presence.
That is very ungentlemanly.
Certainly in the South.
Jared Dillon Smith, 20.
Gerald Dillon Smith.
West Monroe. West Monroe.
West Monroe. West Monroe.
Yeah, Monroe.
And Monroe is spelled M-E-A-U-X-N-E-A-U. Was charged Saturday with disturbing the peace through language and disorderly conduct.
Wow.
According to booking
details. Disorderly. Conduct.
The arresting deputy wrote in the initial arrest report that deputies responded just before 11 p.m. to a disturbance call involving Smith.
Disturbance.
While standing next to my 75-year-old complainant, Jared yelled the word fuck and clearly disturbed her peace. The officer wrote.
Is that a euphemism? Disturbed her peace?
Imagine if in Chicago some old lady was like, a young man said the word fuck in front of me. They'd be like, fuck you, lady, don't call us.
It's true.
We're not the fuck police.
Jeez Louise.
No one else was in Smith's vicinity when the alleged crime occurred. He denies the accusations, but was arrested and booked into the parish jail.
Wow. Hell, damn.
That's terrible.
He is going to stew there until he finds a bell.
Yeah. That's right.
Get until him out. He learn his lesson.
That's right.
That's right. That's a lovely parish. There's no behavior.
Your Honor, as a lawyer of the court. You need like a white handkerchief to be patting sweat off you all the time? You know, this old Mississippi.
Perfect white suit.
Yeah.
Suspenders.
It's fantastic.
Basically, fuck Jerry Dillon Smith and fuck that old lady.
I've heard of the family Smith in that part of the parish.
75 years old, that's like our parents' age.
A little older.
Older
a little
than older. Mine. Yeah.
But they were in the 60s, right? So she grew up when people said the F word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not outrageous to think that people talk like that.
But maybe
fuck
she just...
no.
It's not like the late 1700s.
No.
You know?
Yeah, but we don't know anything about this lady. We don't know what kind of household she came up in.
Fuck
know?
That lady, man.
Well, she's 75. She must have been around. But she's living in Monroe Parish.
Uh-huh. Shit.
Well, you guys like that pregnant thing so much.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. That I found another one. Ready? It's called My Virginia is Lose.
I reckon it might be.
It's all about people asking Yahoo Answers questions about their vaginas.
I love it.
Nice.
Here we go.
Don't look it up.
I have pain in my vagina. Baby on Vergnat. Hope. Please help me itching in Vaginestar.
Vaginestar?
A vagina. Vigine trouble? Thing popping out of vagina? No idea what it is. Bleeding from eyes and vagina? My Vegeta is itchy and swollen.
Oi! Isn't it true that some girls have a sideways vagina?
Why does my vagian smell? What's a vagina? My friend's vagin star hurts.
Vagin
the
star.
Vaginu question? Muscle pain cream enter my vagina front. Help, please.
Help, please.
I'm getting that tingagilly thing in vina again. Why does my wife's vagine hang loose like sleeve of wizard? What is
sleeve
the
of wizard?
Of my Virginia is swollen? Weigh it stuff coming from Vagnag. Help! Women, how does it feel to have a vogane? Is it true that some girls have a third vagina? Why is my vagina orange?
Vagina.
How to put penis in vagini? Bad nipple and vagini taste? What is the nom given to women who don't have vergne? I think my vagina is loose, slanty face? How to simple vagina massage? Which is better to say, pasis or vagnia? What does vagina toss leak? Why is my Virginia loose?
What was that name about halfway through? Oh, God, there's so many good ones. It sounded like a person's name. It was two words.
I don't know.
Pasis or Vagnia. Those are two Egyptian cats.
We better be careful, because those dudes might be stealing our thunder pretty soon. Because that shit's hilarious.
Dude, outrageous.
We should have them on the show.
Yeah, why
actually.
Not?
Actually.
Pasis and Vagnia.
Oh, God. Oh, wow, that stuff
that is golden.
Epic.
Well, this next story makes me extremely happy, Jazz.
Oh, yeah?
And this story is called Fuck My Neighbors.
And how?
You ever had loud upstairs neighbors before?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you hate it?
Yeah. It's the worst.
There's nothing you can do.
No.
Nope,
it's like
really.
Being in fucking Vietnam with people walking over you all the time. As soon as you think it's quiet, gong, gong.
All right, gong. Jesse Eisenberg, let's not compare living in an
it's
apartment
like living in a concentration
with other
center.
People to a fucking
a Holocaust center.
Fucking war-torn region from our nation's past. Come on, man.
Sorry, veteran.
He's a real prick.
Yeah, what a dickhole.
Fed up with the constant noise made by his upstairs neighbor, a man in China got his revenge by giving them a taste of their own medicine.
Okay.
He bought a device known as a building shaker online.
What?
And left it on for the whole weekend.
What?
A resident of Shan, China's Shanxi province, the man, known only by his surname Zhao, had complained that his upstairs neighbor's son was making too much noise jumping around and robbing him of his much-needed rest and relaxation.
Oh.
He first tried reasoning with the family, politely asking them to keep the noise down at certain hours.
Right.
But his requests fell on deaf ears.
Of course.
And the constant banging of the fat kid upstairs continued.
Dick.
After the diplomatic approach failed, Zhao decided that it was time for some serious payback.
Good.
He went online and paid $58
wow.
for a device known as a building shaker.
Okay. What does it do?
You can actually buy one legally in China.
You can?
And a simple search online
right.
from the, there's a retail company like Amazon called Taobao.
Okay.
There's dozens of different models and brands for as low as $11.
Wow.
They're designed to produce strong vibrations, with the stronger versions claiming to reproduce the same effect as someone drilling into the floor.
Wow.
Wow. Oh.
Upstairs neighbors have to shout to hear each other over the loud noise, so sleeping is out of the question.
Dang.
And the constant vibration is annoying as well. Most models even come with timers or connect to your smartphone so you can turn them on while you're away.
Wow.
Dude, you could drive somebody out of their fucking mind
you
with
really
something
could,
like that.
Man.
That's exactly what Zhao did. He turned the building shaker on at 8 p.m. on Friday, just before leaving his apartment for the weekend. For 2 days straight, his upstairs neighbors had to put up with a drill sound coming from the floor and vibration through the whole fucking apartment by this motorized device, and they were powerless to stop it.
Nice.
They tried calling the property management and the police to complain about the situation, but since the owner of the apartment where the noise was coming from wasn't at home, all they could do was wait until he got back. Police were waiting for him when he returned on Sunday afternoon and asked him to turn off the building shaker. He was not fined for his scheme.
Really?
And the news reports that Zhao and his neighbors agreed to never bother each other again.
Oh, that's sweet.
Huh. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I didn't either. Thought this was going to end in bloodshed.
Fucking building shakers,
that's crazy,
dude.
Crazy, dude.
I thought Zhao was going to throw that fat kid off the fucking roof.
Yeah. That's the shit. That's the shit will get you fucking killed in this country.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah.
A building shaker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that'll get you killed in any country.
Mm-hmm. I think here, though, especially, though.
People are angrier here right
yeah.
now than
yeah.
in a lot of places, yeah. it seems. So there is that.
Don't
fact.
Do that shit in Florida.
No.
No, other
motherfuckers all have guns.
They'll eat
no.
your face.
Yeah. They'll take some crocodile and eat your face.
Or South Carolina.
Or Louisiana, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's something to be on the lookout for, a building shaker
yeah.
in the future.
No
just
shit.
In case.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
you know what?
Yeah, my neighbors.
Yeah. Your upstairs fat kid starts causing you problems.
Oh, that's funny.
Man, people, like, I bet you could see landlords using that just to get people out of their
sure.
apartment and then they could jack up the rent. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah, I would do that shit.
Sinister shit, man.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Bye. If you don't pay your rent in 2 months.
Well, that's different. That's different.
Here we go. Here comes the building shaker.
That's different.
I'm going to run you right the fuck out of here. And they'll be like, we claim squatter's rights. And be like, all right, that's cool. Here you go. Here's the building shaker.
Live
enjoy.
With it.
I claim building shaker rights.
Bitch.
BSR, motherfucker.
All right, are you guys ready for the new champion of white supremacy?
No.
There's a new guy in town, everybody.
I think I know who you're talking about.
If you're in the white supremacist
game.
Community.
Yeah, like, no.
If you're in the preemie gang, that's what we call it, the white preemie gang.
The white preemie gang? Shut up, man.
It's sort for white supremacists.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I think we
you understand.
Get it. Yeah, I think we understand, idiot.
There's a new guy in town, and he is a gay Chinese man.
What?
Named Ling Anderson. Ling Anderson is very popular on YouTube with his white supremacist videos.
Really?
Oh, no.
He loves talking about how good white people are and how lousy everyone else is.
Okay.
So I took the liberty to track down some videos.
Okay.
So you guys could hear one.
I've never heard of this guy or seen it. So bring it.
This one is called Never Back Down When Being Accused of Being Racist.
Okay.
Never back down. Okay.
And here we go.
Never ever back down when you're accused of being a racist. As a rule, you should always double down on it. Always double down. Always.
Double down.
And if you see someone else being accused of being a racist.
I'm sorry, did we catch this guy at
dinner?
You should
ask yourself.
Chewing his fucking
what
food?
What can I do to be more racist than that guy?
And then he turned on the Hitler video.
What?
And then he's just standing there doing the...
Heil Hitler?
The Heil Hitler.
Come on, really?
Yeah, this little Chinese guy.
A Chinese dude in America.
This is why America's so fucked up.
Yeah.
In any other country, you'd go there and somebody would just smack the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Like an actual white supremacist would come and beat your ass.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
No one's going to like you if they're a white supremacist just because you like white supremacists. If you're Chinese.
No.
You're fucked, dude.
Yeah.
You should be a Chinese supremacist.
Which actually is, there's some merit to that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is like Clayton Bigsby from the Chappelle Show.
That's exactly right.
The blind black white supremacist. Right. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell? This
crazy...
is so absurd.
Man, it's crazy, man.
How is that real?
People love whites.
What's his name? Yeah, right.
Ling Anderson? L-I-N-G?
Ling, yeah.
Ling Anderson.
But then here's his next video.
Okay.
The one right after.
Oh, okay. No.
Never back down when being accused of being racist. Okay. The very next video down. Here we go.
So I heard in America, it's now racist to say you love white people. So I'm going to say now, I love white boys.
Oh, good.
I love big white cock.
Whoa!
Ling Anderson!
Ass with a big white cock.
You're not going to go very far.
Whoa. In the white supremacist movement.
No.
You're Chinese?
I love taking big white cock in my ass.
And you love taking big white cock in your ass.
If you're watching this video, and if you're a white guy,
okay, Johnny.
I'll totally suck you off.
Oh my God. Cool, man.
Fuck me in the ass.
Sweet, bro.
So
you always say how much you like Asians.
God. Let's get together.
Well, and that's why the white boys seem so big. He loved a big white cock.
Wow.
He loved you a long time.
Wow.
I sick of sideways vagina.
That is
Lord.
Crazy.
That is
crazy.
I mean, what kind of mental illness is that, man? And I think you're right, that can only happen in America, man.
Is that like Stockholm syndrome?
It is sort of Stockholm syndrome-y. There's gotta be another layer that someone who's a psychologist could enlighten us to, because that's deep, man.
The thing of it is, and
that
I'm
is deep.
I was learning more and more about, and when I brought it up earlier, 4chan, those dudes are all like, they all met online because they all started out as gamers, and then then it became this community, and then it became us against them, and then it became really super racist.
Okay.
That being said, though, all those dudes are of all kinds of different backgrounds.
Sure.
Ethnic, racial, whatever, and yet they still think of themselves as superior, right? And so you will see them at rallies.
Like black people?
Yeah, well, Asian specifically, but okay. but also like Hispanic, white dudes, they're all together, right? And but they all act as if they're white supremacists.
Wow.
Man. Oh.
And I'm just only seeing that like in the last couple of years.
When I was in high school, I remember them saying that there was going to be a Ku Klux Klan rally downtown in Louisville.
Oh.
And they were going to march right down the street and have a big rally on the steps of the courthouse and everything. So me and all my buddies, we were like, shit, we got to see this. And of course, the people protesting were way larger than
yeah.
Yeah.
Than it usually is.
But you see, like, I swear to God, I've seen in my life babies in Klan outfits walking down the street, God. Like toddlers walking down the street.
That's awful.
Who are now grown men.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Golly.
Anyway, I never saw an Asian guy blowing them on the side of the building.
That would probably wouldn't work out too well
yeah.
for their message.
In the float. It's like, we hate all minorities.
Except this one.
Yeah, except for the mouth on except for the mouth on Ling.
Oh.
We call him Bling Ling.
Yeah, you got a cute mouth, Ling.
Because he's okay with pearls,
you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, oh, boy.
Wow. Get over here and get your white supremacist necklace.
Come on, sucker.
That is some fucked up shit, man. And I'm going to go ahead and ask. I'm going to go ahead and assume that Ling isn't particularly attractive, right?
You know, he looks like he could have a job. He's not like terrible. He doesn't look like a fucking gremlin or like a golem or anything, you know?
Like he's customer service at CVS.
Yeah, you can see him at CVS.
You can feed him after midnight. He'll be yeah, okay.
No problem. Feed him a big white cock.
I suck you so good. Man, that's crazy.
Wow. All right. What's next?
Yeah, let's move on.
I don't want to patronize this guy anymore. I don't want to
alligators.
No.
Well, Jazz, it wasn't the Easter Bunny that startled a South Carolina homeowner and his family.
No.
It wasn't even a burglar.
No.
The news reports Susie and Steve Polston were worried that someone was trying to get into their home on Sunday. Instead, Polston's 16-year-old son found the intruder, a 9-foot-long alligator crawling on the second-story porch.
Holy shit!
Second-story porch, how'd he get out there?
The family says the alligator climbed a back stairwell to the porch, crunched through the aluminum screen door, and nestled between a sofa and a swinging bench.
Whoa!
It's fucked. Jazz and I watched the video earlier.
It's awful.
It's a fucking alligator hissing at these people.
Hundreds of pounds, dude.
It's like a half a ton, man. It's huge. And what I don't understand about the whole thing is the moment that they go in there and they recognize that it's there, and there's this tense moment between the creature and these people, I don't understand why they didn't just get the fuck out. They're standing there. And after a few minutes, the crocodile like has like a little tremor, like he kind of does a shake, and he's like, you know, the tension. He's like, oh shit, and he snaps and stuff. And they're still standing there videotaping this motherfucker, man.
The
hell fuck,
no.
I'd be out.
Yo, yeah.
I'd be like, no, that's cool.
Quick, fast, in a hurry, man. Out.
Like, you want us to get that alligator out? And I'd be like, I don't care. I'm never living here.
That's right. I'm moving away.
The alligator can fucking move in.
I'll sign over the deeds.
Yeah, that alligator can sign this paper. It's good to go.
Maybe it's because they're used to gators more than we are.
State law requires a nuisance-trapped alligator to be killed, but the family didn't want that.
No, I don't do that.
Oh.
The other choice was to wait it out. But the alligator was euthanized.
Oh.
Hey, come in my house. I would hang that body up, too.
Yeah, right?
Cut that bitch open, and I'd be like, tell your friends!
I'm gonna wear you as boots, bitch!
Yeah. Except for your white friends, and I'll suck their cocks!
I love white cocks!
Okay, God.
That's what we need to do at T-Box this year. Cruising around with, like, honk if you like white cocks. Ha ha!
I'm going to go close the window.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Oh, you don't think your neighbors want to, everybody screaming white cock over here?
Oh, my God. Or talking about white supremacy.
Well, it's time to play Dead in Chicago.
Dead in Chicago. Dead.
Woo-wee. Dead in Chicago. This is Dead in Chicago.
And then afterwards, they're going to brunch.
Oh, I got to read Dead in Chicago. Dad,
can I borrow the car?
I don't promise I won't meet Dad in Chicago. The story is from 1906 in the Chicago Tribune. You guys have to fill in the answer, remember?
Indeed.
Yes.
This is what comes from playing truant at school, said young Ralph Stevens, only 14 years old, after the accident. The boy was a musical prodigy, having already played many solo violin concerts around Chicago, even at his young age. School, however, seemed not to be for him. His schoolmistress, Miss McGinley, ordered him to move down a grade for not wanting to learn. Oh. Annoyed by this, young Ralph Stevens left his classroom and proceeded down the hall of Oak Ridge School to another room, that of Miss Paddock. He tried to enter, but was pushed out and away by Miss Paddock, who refused him for some reason. Perhaps she didn't want to deal with him, or perhaps she was trying to punish him. Stevens took the hint, and with his books under his arm, he marched outside. He wandered towards the Rock Island Railroad tracks. Figuring if no one wanted to teach him, he would just hop on a train going anywhere. While trying to flip the train near the station, illegally boarding the thing, he accidentally blank. What did he do? This isn't a one-word answer.
I was going to say, it's a pretty big blank.
Yeah.
He blanked in the blank and blanked on his blank is more like it. Yeah.
What did he do? What accidentally did Ralph Stevens do? I'll take all theories.
So there are no guardrails right at this point.
No.
No, right. Okay. Well, I think the obvious guess would be he stepped on the tracks, was looking the wrong way, and was run over by a train.
Run over by a train, I hear from Johnny Mo.
I'm going to guess that he successfully boarded the train, but then found himself in a cage with a gorilla, like that one episode of Trading Places or of the Three Stooges.
Or Indiana Jones' Last Crusade.
Oh, that's right. There you go. So I think, he found himself in harm's way of
an
animal.
In a gorilla cage.
Yeah, basically. And was murdered.
If only that gorilla liked white cock.
He would have stood a chance, as the gorilla would have enjoyed pleasuring him.
Well, here's your answer. Figuring that no one wanted to teach him, he'd just hop on a train going anywhere. While trying to flip the train near the station, illegally boarding the thing, he accidentally fell under it, his legs terribly crushed. Stevens was quickly found by employees and brought to the hospital, where they amputated his now useless legs. Unfortunately, they didn't cut them off with any real belief that it would save his life. Stevens was too far gone.
Wow.
So they were like, this boy is dead. Cut his legs off.
Just for practice.
Let's see what happens.
But he's still breathing. He can still feel pain. Well, that'll teach him. Stay in school. Hey, Ralph.
Take a hike. Oh, sorry.
Can you believe this crazy shit that was going on here?
It's just amazing because, like, people just, like, walk around someplace and then they just get fucking killed by something that just happens to be there.
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes sometimes, man.
Because that shit, doesn't happen so much.
Look,
here.
Here's the thing, guys. Life is fragile. Life is meaningless.
We're all worm food.
We're all worm food in the end, right?
Yeah. Ralph Stevens, 14, worm food. That's what it should say. That's how all newspaper articles should start. Yeah.
They are WF as AF.
Yeah. Fed up with the constant noise by his upstairs neighbors. But who cares? Because what's the point of life? A man in China got his... Yeah, that's how other stories should have a comma. It says, this is all meaningless. Well, Jazz, that is the news.
Woo!
Dark this week, wasn't it?
A little dark.
Yeah.
This has been...
My cock!
Anderson Lawford presents...
I love it!
I rather like that!
Oh, lordy.
Anyone listening to this and you're white.
Oh, no. That's enough.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Good luck, buddy. Good luck in life.
Yeah. I'll blow you.
He's going to show up
and fuck me in the ass.
He's going to show up at a rally or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's going to get his fucking ass kicked.
Yeah. Or, just like they do at the Republican National Convention, the real white supremacists.
Yeah.
He would show up there and everyone would be like, yeah, I'll fuck you.
Right? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't put anything on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll blow you. God. All those Republican congressmen.
Yeah.
They're the ones who always get caught for that shit.
Yep. Yeah. In a bathroom.
Yeah.
Underage boys.
Because they set up these like lines, you know, like I'm straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't do anything wrong.
My wife. I love my wife and only my wife.
Meanwhile, everyone does shit wrong.
Yeah.
So why would you put yourself in a situation, these fucking idiot Republicans, where they're like... They put themselves in situations where they can only make mistakes.
Yep.
Where Democrats can still make mistakes, but like getting blown by a dude is accepted for most people around
that are normal.
Yeah, in normal circles.
Yeah. Not they still think it's 1955.
Yeah.
And more importantly, their constituents still think it's 1955.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. That's right. That's exactly
so
right.
So sad, but that's not what they're going to get. You know what they're going to get,
not
Anderson?
Anymore.
Birthday shout out!
Woohoo!
And today is April 18th, which means it's a great day to be
an original femme fatale,
an original neighborhood pharmacist,
the original sophisticated country lawyer,
or D, all of the above.
What's up, Lucrezia Borgia?
Your dad was Cardinal Rodrigo, who became Pope Alexander IV, and your mom was his mistress. That's ballin'!
Through arranged marriages, you got status, and your family got power. Their corruption game was mad tight,
mad
bro.
Tight! Then, when the deal was done, your family would annul it or kill the dude, which gave you a shady rep. Shady AF.
Happy birthday, James McCune McSmith.
Physician, author, intellectual, abolitionist. You went all the way to Glasgow University to get your MD.
Then you returned to the U.S. and became the first African-American to open a pharmacy. OG!
And then you and your boy Frederick Douglass started the National Council for Colored People, setting the stage for the liberation movement and establishing a foundation for the future of civil rights in America.
USA!
Woo!
USA!
Happy birthday, Clarence Darrow!
A fierce litigator, going from corporate to labor to criminal law, your career sure evolved into something.
You took on epic cases like Leopold and Loeb and the Scopes Monkey Trial, changing the law of the land.
Defending the underdogs in and out of court, you were also a leading member of the ACLU.
Justice rocks!
Fuck yeah! Let's not forget!
English dramatist Thomas Middleton.
Feminist author Susan Faludi.
Pollyanna star and Disney legend Haley Mills.
Keymaster and comic genius Rick Moranis.
Bestseller James Woods.
Raggedy Man Eric Roberts.
And also born today,
comedian and TV personality Conan O'Brien.
And ventriloquist with no personality, Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham. And today's birthday shout out band is...
On guitar, blues legend Clarence Gatemouth Brown.
On trippy rock guitar, Skip Spence of Jefferson Airplane.
On drums, Mike Mangini of Dream Theater.
With glam rock wailing by Kelly Hansen of Foreigner.
Chitlin Circuit rapping by Pigmeat Markham.
Grimy 90s rapping by Fredro Starr.
Fred Rostar of Onyx.
Oh, still undisputed. And Finnish rapping by Finnish rapper Elastinen of Fintelligence.
And if you've got a birthday shout-out, drop us a line and stuff at RadioMisfits.com.
Yeah, birthday shout-outs are made possible by Today in History, an application developed by Downshift Interactive and available online for free.
Yeah, free. Visit the App Store and Google Play for info.
Oh, man, Anderson, there's a lot of people in the world. A lot of birthdays every day. What is it, like 19,178,000?
It's hard to tell.
Something like that. Every day. Well, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you.
How many of those birthdays feature hard white cock?
Not enough, according to Ling Anderson.
Caucasian Dick Parade. It's going to be our new podcast.
Yeah.
You really are superior.
Oh, no.
All right, let's be back right after this.
The Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak. Tweaked Audio has earbuds in several styles and colors with flat cable and inline mic. Plus, they offer a classic metal or stylish wood design. And waterproof sports buds with silicone caps that hold them in place no matter what your activity. Not only that, Tweaked Audio also offers an over-the-head option with removable cable and inline one-button microphone for travel, stereo, or studio use. Go to tweakedaudio.com to order yours now and use the code GAMESHOW for 33% off and free worldwide shipping. Tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio. Sounds so good, you'll tweak.
That literally looks like cottage cheese.
Gout is nasty.
So we go out, me and her little brother come out drinking all the cheese. We take care of my brother so I can have some quality time with my mom and all that stuff. So of course we're like, yeah, let's go drink whiskey all night. Whoops. We end up getting totally fucking hammered. Come back at like 4:30 in the morning. And neither of us have money for a cab.
Okay.
So you walk.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Game Show Show and Stuff on the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. I'm Jazz. He's Andy.
Oh, thank you so much, Jazz.
My pleasure, Anderson.
What a lovely evening.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm not
is.
As grumpy as I was.
Good.
Right, that's good.
Neither am I.
I'm still grumpy, though.
Slightly lower on the grump.
Maybe you need a visit from Ling Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Suck my white cock.
No.
Oh.
That's enough of him.
If he just spent more time in, like, copping to his Asian-ness.
How about if he just spent time doing anything other than what he's doing?
Yeah, just trying to be a white
Maybe
supremacist
a customer
Asian
service
dude.
At CBS.
I mean, you know.
Anything.
Throw yourself into your craft.
Yeah, something. Please, God.
Oh. Anyway, all right, Jazz, it's time to play our new game, Voiceover to Rejoice Over 2.
That's right. Voiceover to Rejoice Over 2. Electric Boogaloo, the game of interpreting cartoon words that's very competitive and a little absurd.
That sounds so fun. Now,
oh,
Jazz,
man.
We have me.
Yes.
And Jonathan Adelaide Moran.
Yes.
And tell us how to play Voiceover to V-O-2-R-O.
Nicely done. All right. Here's how it goes, guys. So I think gibberish from cartoons is absolutely smurfy. So I found some fun ways for you to yabba dabba do the same goofy line over and over. You'll be asked to take turns reading that same goofy line in a dozen different ways.
Wow.
At the end, the loser will be like, "Doh!" And the winner will be like, "Cowabunga!" And that's how you play. Everyone say it with me.
Voiceover to Rejoice Over
Electric Boogaloo.
Actually a disaster.
All right, guys. So I'm going to present you with a note card that has the line on it.
Okay.
I'll explain why the line I've chosen is the line I've chosen. And then we'll take turns reading them in a direction that I will give you individually as we go through. So here we go.
Okay.
All right. right, gentlemen, you've been given your line.
Yes. Can we look at it?
Now you can look at it. The line is from a cartoon that my dear friend Evil Vince and I have been watching lately because he went out and got the complete Thundar the Barbarian collection.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And if you remember Thundar the Barbarian,
I do.
It's set in like a post-apocalyptic America, and one of the beings in the world, along with the barbarians and the sorcerers and all of these weird alien inhabitants and giant dragon rats and all sorts of weird cat people and things, is Ookla the Mock. And he's from the people, the Mock.
And wait a second, I'm just looking at this guy. He's like He-Man.
Yeah,
sort of.
It's a Hanna-Barbera ripoff.
Yeah, it's kind of like Star Wars meets Dungeons and Dragons, right?
Yeah.
He's got a sun sword that comes out and everything, and he battles, and there's sorcery. And so in that line of thinking, Ookla the Mock is sort of like this big Chewbacca-looking dude, right?
Yeah.
And while watching the show, I was marveling at how he doesn't really speak, but there's an actor who plays him, and he's always making these like guttural noises, and one of the common themes is he always says like "glarf." Okay, so that's your line today, gentlemen.
Glarf,
glarf,
glarf.
All right, so now we're gonna take turns saying it a bunch of different ways. First, we'll have Anderson go, and then Johnny Mo. You ready? This first one is excited.
Glarf.
All right, that's good. That's good. Johnny Mo, your turn.
Glarf!
Oh, nice. Those were both very exciting.
Almost exactly the same.
mine was a little more excited.
It was a little more stupid.
All right, let's try it. Let's try it for
Fuck yourself. Let's glarf yourself.
Let's try another angle. This one is hopeful. Anderson?
Glarf. Glarif.
I like that you're taking liberties with the limited amounts of sounds that are there. Mm-hmm. Johnny Mo, your turn.
Glarf.
Ooh, I like the way you went up there.
Really bad.
Both good. All right, next. Suspicious. Anderson?
Glarf.
Nice sustain there on the F. Okay, Johnny Mo, your turn. Suspicious, please.
Glarf.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, these are very good, guys.
Thank you.
Having a hard time scoring. All right, next one. Goofy.
Glarf.
Oh, nice. Johnny Mo, your turn.
Glarf.
Whoa. Wow, I think that definitely was a clear winner for Johnny Mo.
Whoa.
In that round. Yeah. All right, guys, next round. Pushy yet playful. Anderson.
Glarf.
Glarf.
Like a Southern Belle.
Good job, John.
Adelaide.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Go glarf yourself.
Next one is reassuring. Anderson?
Glarf.
Mm.
Glarf.
Nice. He said it twice for emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Mo, your turn.
Reassuring, is it?
Yeah, reassuring, please.
Glarf.
That was not reassuring.
It was seem more.
That was
pensive.
Deassuring.
Yes. It sounded kind of dubious.
Maybe because you didn't see what I was seeing in my fucking head.
I was pretending to be Coach Taylor on Friday Night Lights.
Nice. All right.
You can do it, Smash Williams.
All right. Next round. Smug.
Glarf.
Nice. Johnny Mo, smug it up.
Glarf.
Ooh. That's close. The points are hard to discern here.
For some reason, I feel like Robin Coffin should play this game.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that she would probably blow it out the water.
Also, you can see, like, say if they went with a guy like me or Johnny for one of these voiceovers.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't, but...
But say they did. There would be a hard... the way people get chosen for these jobs doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it really doesn't. That's what's so frustrating about it.
Yeah.
But it's been on my mind, and I've been watching cartoons, and so I figured let's play a fun game with it. Because
And maybe learn something along the way.
Maybe.
Glarf, glarf.
Indeed.
Well, the more next, you glarf.
The next one is angry and defensive. Anderson, give me a glarf with angry and defensive as the subtext.
Glarf! Glarf!
Nice.
Really good.
Yeah, really, really good. Johnny Moe, outdo him.
Glarf!
Oh, yeah.
Nope, you failed.
Fuck yourself.
I love how much hostility this is engendering in all of us. All right, next one. Sexy.
Glarf.
That's unsexy. That's the opposite of sexy.
It's not what Ling Anderson would say.
My penis just went right up inside my butt.
Wow.
That's what Ling Anderson would say with my white dick in his mouth.
Glarf!
Oh, my God. All right, Johnny Mo, show him how it's done.
Glarf.
Wow. Oh. Creepy.
Sexy
and
too.
Sexy.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah. All right, next one. Sensual.
Glarf.
Oh, he went Barry White.
Glarf.
Johnny Moe, your turn.
Glarf.
I could feel it.
Like a lady.
Yeah.
Like a sensual lady.
All right. And our last one. Irate. So this is not, see, the other one was angry and defensive. So this is like you're dealing with somebody and you're like thwarting their whatever. This is like you're on.
Full on rage.
Yeah, you're on the attack here.
Glarf! Glarf!
Wow. All right, you guys. Man, this is tough.
How do you pick a winner?
I've been tabulating.
When everyone lost.
I've been tabulating the points.
We all suck at our job.
Let's see here.
Guess we got to revert to saying how we love Chinese cock.
Yeah. Ling Anderson will never go for you, Johnny. That attitude.
I feel better about life that way.
What a mess.
All right, so carry the 2, multiply by the integer, divide by the square root. Oh my gosh, guys. I can't believe it, but we've got a tie, so you're both the winners!
Wow!
Woo!
We won!
Glarf!
Glarf break!
Champions of Glarf!
Eat my Glarf berries, you guys.
Oh, man.
That's a fun little game.
Glarf. And it's a fun word to say.
I was thinking that you were going to make us sing in like different impressions.
Oh. Well,
as
maybe
opposed to
like Susan
subtext.
B. Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Shakespeare.
Susan B. Anthony.
Shakespeare.
What was the other one you had us do with the pudding? It was like...
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, like Frederick Douglass or something. Like people that we've never heard speak before.
No one. No one.
No voice recordings. Charlotte Bronte.
Everybody loves her.
Didn't she drown or something? Whatever she did, she had it coming.
I think it's Emily Bronte. Is what
whatever.
About.
Oh, my gosh.
She just didn't know what to do.
That's right.
She didn't know how to swim.
She doesn't have a purpose in life as strong as Ling Anderson does.
Yeah, they hadn't invented swimming back then.
Yeah.
Oh,
her
hell
vergina
no.
was too loose.
Yeah. Oh, hell no.
Precis. And vaganine. Oh, all right.
Wow,
let's
guys.
Go watch this Bulls game.
Hey, that's right. Bulls are playing. Bulls are winning right now. And, you know, let's
Hawks score?
Let's root for the Bulls. Hawks are not playing tonight. They played yesterday.
Oh, okay.
They'll play again on
Thursday.
Who
gives a shit about them anyway?
I kind of do.
I do, and I'm sad for them. They're playing really awful.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, I guess so.
Bulls look like champions right now for the first time.
The funny thing is, even though the team is strangely constructed, you look at them now, and it's like, well, shit, they could actually win the East, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, hustling.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's all you got to do is play hard, Bulls. So play hard, guys.
And Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Jazz.
Can we, Anderson.
Oh,
what can we what?
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What I meant to say was we're going to tease our guest for next week, but...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, John.
Who is it? We are going to have a special guest
uh-huh.
who is a co-star on the new Netflix series, Girl Boss. Ellie Reed is going to be joining us.
Wow.
Via telephone from Los Angeles, California.
That is cool. Awesome.
People love Los Angeles.
And people love Netflix.
They do.
Too much, if you ask me.
Yeah.
All right, gang.
All right.
See you next Tuesday!
Yeah!
Glarf.
All right, Ramblers, let's get Ramblers.
That's it! It's over! Show's over!
Let me get my shoes! What the f*** happened to my shoes?
Okay, show's over.
Fuck that shit! Pabst Blue Ribbon!
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.